Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been programmed right into us. But what if we can flip that whole idea on its head? Let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, in our minds, in our finances, our relationships, and of course, in our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me with in all things is my life partner, Minna.
So let's talk about today's episode. If you watch our last week's episode, you would have noticed that we've added a new segment called Kids Corner by Christy. So last time, Christy talked about safety in water, and this week she's going to give you another tip about kids' safety.
And we're excited to have a great guest and friend of mine. It's Dr. Devin Young. He grew up cross-country running and riding his bike through the redwoods of San Francisco Bay Area. That's where we came from, right? And his undergraduate degree was in exercise physiology from UC Berkeley. He received clinical honors through his doctorate of chiropractic from Life Chiropractic College West. And while his initial experience as a full spine chiropractor, you know, he quickly became intrigued with the NUCCA technique, that's N-U-C-C-A, right? And since then, he's fully embraced this upper cervical care, and you're going to learn all about it very soon. And he successfully completed his, you know, this challenging 300-hour diplomat program and the cranial cervical junction procedures. It's like D-C-C-J-B, big mouthfuls, but fully qualified, crazy qualifications here in the Chiropractic Association. And he's also a level 2 certified in NUCCA procedures and protocols. And he continuously evolves professionally and has extensive postgraduate training in spinal decompression and also knee rehab treatments too. So through hard work, dedication, and of course, community service, he earned the honor of Eagle Scout rank through the Boy Scouts of America. Wow, check that out, Boy Scouts. Right. And Dr. Young, he continues to serve by being a volunteer chiropractor for homeless youth at San Diego's Urban Street Angels. That's just so amazing. And he visits this nonprofit organization campus and adjusts the program participants on a weekly basis. What do you think about that?
Well, it's going to be an amazing interview. Just make sure that you stay with us. And it'd be interesting to see how we can relate spinal decompression with maybe something that goes on in your head, like migraines, headaches, brain fog, etc. And of course, we still have a biohacking segment, and we're going to show you something that is a superfood that is both green and blue.
It's going to be really cool biohacking. But next to that, as always, our show is all about life, right? L-I-F-E, which stands for longevity, independence, freedom, and environment. And since we are based out of Houston, Texas, we also like to contribute by giving them airtime on your show, you know, like businesses, local businesses to promote their business on, you know, on our show for, you know, community business that we know and trust, right? So if you're a business owner and you'd like to get on our show as a community guest, please reach out to us by emailing us at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com. And if you have anything to share in life, definitely email us too. We'd love for you to be a guest.
So this week, we had a story which ended up being a tragedy, but I thought it was an interesting piece of news to me. So would you consider yourself a thrill seeker?
To a certain extent, you know, I know you've been trying to get me to go skydiving for years, and I just don't see the point of jumping out a perfectly good plane. That just seems silly. You're up there, you're seeing the sky, you're seeing all the view. Why would you leave the plane? But if you're talking about crazy fast roller coasters or zip lining through the jungle, hey, sign me up.
So if you have $250,000 to spare, would you like to dive deep in the submarine and see the ruins of the Titanic?
Are you talking like Titanic from the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, it would be something like this, but yes, not from the movie, but right. So you may have heard the news of the tragedy that happened this week. So this company, Ocean Gate Expeditions, so they developed a submersible and named it the Titan. And it is the only vessel in the world that could go so deep into the ocean that you can actually see the ruins of the Titanic. So how deep is deep? The Titanic wreck was actually estimated to be about 11,000 feet down. Just to give you perspective, that's probably about the height of two Grand Canyons.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
And this submarine is super small, so it can only carry a few people on board, and it's very tight fit. And it costs about $250,000 a person, so it's not for everybody.
$250,000, so $250,000 per person. Sounds like it's really meant for some wealthy thrill seekers.
Well, and with every thrill, you know, there's always a risk. Then that's what makes it exciting, right? It's the risk of something that's going to happen to you. But last Sunday, unfortunately, this vessel went down on a trip to the Titanic, and it wasn't their first one. But last week, and they didn't even come back. They lost contact with the support ship, and no one knew where the vessel was. And there were crews from Malaysia and Canada and US and all over the world, all trying to look for this vessel, which I thought it was amazing because actually something that the world actually kind of comes together and look for someone. And it wasn't until last night that they found debris of the vessel and all five passengers on board, they were presumed dead.
You know, and that is such a tragedy. What started out as an epic adventure, right, ended up in tragedy and you know, and killed by an implosion, you know, sounded, to be honest, not a really...
It sounds painful.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a great way to go. But, you know, it's the same thing. It's sort of like skydiving. That's why I'm scared of skydiving, because there's always that risk that your chute's not going to open. And what happens when
it doesn't open?
Right, so... You know, to be fair, I don't think I would go into a small submarine regardless of what, you know, what, how much money it would be, because there's always that risk of not being able to come back up too. So it's always important when it comes down to, you know, making choices is to evaluate the risk versus the reward. And, you know, even if I had $250,000 to spare, you know, I would have to think about something like that, you know?
That's true. I mean, part of the problem with the Titan is that they're so far out on the cutting edge of technology that no one else has caught up yet. So if something happened to them, no one else can find them. So it was a lot of effort and guessing, trying different methods of locating them before they are found in debris 5 days later, which is actually sooner than the Titanic itself, because the Titanic was, I think it was sank like 111 years ago, and the ruins were only found 37 years ago.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, before, of course, we heard the tragic news, we're really wishing, you know, that maybe they just secretly went off somewhere, people didn't find them, or maybe, you know, they got kidnapped by pirates.
Like, yeah, I feel these funny stories going on my head. Like, right. Pick a pirate somewhere and change an identity.
You know, that, you know, to us, we're hoping for a better outcome. But, you know, when it comes down to investments in businesses, sometimes we really take really huge risks, and sometimes it works out. And honestly, most of the time, it probably doesn't. But when it comes to something like this, you are risking your life, and there's no do-over if something goes wrong. And we always, always encourage people to take some risk in the work, of course, you know, or, you know, and in their businesses, or they would never push themselves to outside the comfort zone to improve your business too, right?
That's true. But if it's just for fun, I would probably caution you to stay on the safe side myself.
That's so true. So Dr. Young today is going to talk about alignment, which is his specialty. But when we say alignment, we are also talking about aligning our values, right?
That's true. I mean, a simple example would be like, value your family, but you're spending all your time at work and you barely see your family, then you might be misaligning your life and you probably don't feel good about it. So alignment is really about your values and beliefs and what's important to you.
We'll be right back with Dr. Devin and Christy after a short break with Kids Corner.
Hi, everybody. Okay, my next pool safety tip. This is a pool safety tip. Whether you're at your own backyard pool or you're at a community pool, it doesn't matter. One thing that I cannot tell you how many times I've seen kids do this. They jump into the pool, and while they're in the air, they flip themselves around, grab the edge, and go like this. Well, that's just an accident waiting to happen, because what can happen is they hit their chin and clock their teeth, or worse, they don't make it, they slide and they hit their teeth. I've seen kids break their teeth on the edge of the pool. So the way to solve this problem is actually pretty simple. First of all, when you're teaching your kids to jump into the pool, you should always stand in the pool. I always let them hold my thumb, and then they would hold my thumb and I could put my hand over theirs. So I had full control over them. Then when they jump, I can bring them right to me and at first not let them submerge so that they felt safe. When they get ready and they start jumping in the water, here's the safety tip. They jump out, they go, let their feet touch the bottom, push up, and then turn and grab the side. That is one of the absolute best safety tips you can teach your kids. It's how to push off the bottom and propel themselves up out of the water where they can breathe and grab the edge, and then they can hold on. That's a safety tip. But don't let them jump and turn in the air and grab the side when they're going into the pool, because we do not want accidents at the pool. We want fun, safety, and going home at the end of the day just full of joy and really tired from just having a great day. All right, ciao for now, everybody.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave X39, the world's first product ever to activate stem cells, a true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I am so incredibly happy today to introduce you to Dr. Devin Young. He is personally very special to me because he helped me overcome the debilitating migraines that I suffered. I had them almost every week, and now I have them never. So, hi, Doc.
Hello. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I'm so excited to have you here today.
I'm glad I could be here.
So I think a lot of people are probably, whenever I talk about NUCA, they always say, what's NUCA? What's NUCA?
So first and foremost, my training is as a chiropractor, right? And we typically think of chiropractic as a full body, kind of, you've probably seen some of the videos, the snapping, cracking, popping, that's the traditional work, and all of that is very powerful. NUCA, it's actually an acronym, National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. Really what it means is that we focus on the upper neck. So we focus on it in a different way. It's very, with our adjustments, it's very different. I would say it's much more detailed and much more specific than the traditional chiropractic care, but there's also no popping or cracking or twisting. So it's a little bit different, but really we're focusing on the alignment of the head and the neck, particularly as it relates to the rest of the body and opening up blood flow and nerve flow and oxygen pathways up to the brain and all that good kind of stuff. So that's kind of the Reader's Digest version there.
Oh my gosh. And all of that is, I experienced all of that. So it's so amazing. And we're literally dealing with our neurological system. I mean, that's our back and spine and brain. That's our neurological system. So, you know, I know one of the bonus side effects I had was that my vision dramatically improved. I only need glasses for driving now. And so have any of your other clients ever told you about some interesting side effects?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we've gotten so used to calling, I mean, to what happens, and it's, we just call them like chiropractic side effects now, right? But really it's about normalizing the function of the body, right? That's really what we're trying to accomplish. And as we're able to take, to realign the head and the neck, we're really working with the brain and the brainstem and its relation to the nervous system overall and the overall function of the body. You know, in the introduction to this, this whole chronically healthy life, they talked about life, right? Longevity, independence, freedom, environment. And a lot of times with, you know, we really say chiropractically, we are trying to bring a bigger expression of life to people, right? And so that will manifest itself with changes in vision, changes in digestion, changes in balance, changes in feeling, right? There changes in thoughts and how we perceive things. It's a very, very widespread side effects that we start to see, right?
Yeah.
And while it sometimes seems very, very complex and seems very accidental or happenstance, you know, it's in some ways it's actually very simple when we think to realize that we're just normalizing the effect of the body and the expression of life.
It's this whole entire calming effect, because I mean, when we get our all revved up about something, that's our brains working overtime, worrying about something. But when our neurological system calms down and it's aligned, we can, it's you're just better able to handle things. And
you know, when normally there's a, if we want to look at the kind of the hormonal side or the neurological side, normally there's a balance of everything in our body, right? You can say serotonin and dopamine on one side and adrenaline and cortisol on another side, and everything's, you can get a sympathetic and parasympathetic, fight or flight, rest and digest, but it's, everything's normally in a balance. But when things are out of alignment, things aren't working correctly, that creates stress patterns in the body and holistically, right? And so serotonin, dopamine levels typically drop, cortisol levels, adrenaline levels typically rise. We move from being in balance to sympathetic and parasympathetic to being more sympathetic dominant, you know, and that's when we start to see things like we're not sleeping as well, we're not digesting food as well, we're not thinking as clearly because everything's becoming fight or flight. We can't handle as much. Everything is a bigger deal. Pain is more exacerbated. Our body can't adapt. It can't handle the normal stresses. That's a big effect of having physiological stress in our body. So as we're able to bring things back into balance and rebalance the nervous system, we start to see these shifts in hormones, our shifts in mood, our shifts in overall function. Of course, that translates to decreased pain, right? Which is incredibly important, but also bringing us back to a bigger expression of life.
Oh, it is. I can attest to it. It's my life completely changed. I was to the point of like, I can't live my life because I never know when the next migraine is going to come, and yeah. Went through that shift.
There are a lot of people live in fear of what's around the corner.
Yeah, and that's no way to live a life. I mean, what fun is that?
Makes it very difficult. You know, it makes it a very poor quality of life sometimes.
And Yes. It's just, I always joke with you that you put my head on straight. And getting your head on straight improves everything. Literally everything in from the neck down.
100%, you're not alone in that, right? That's, and you know, as much as we joke around about it, it makes such a tremendous difference. Again, how we think, how we act, how we interact, blood flow to the brain. You know, one of the things that happens, and I don't think we think about this enough, is sometimes we think about the oxygen and blood going up to the brain, but we don't always think about getting the oxygen and the toxins and the waste products out of the brain, right? And so that's another thing that we have to consider, that when we have that buildup of waste of toxins in the brain, of how your body starts to function, and you know, it starts to for lack of a better term, break things down, right? And that's when we start to see sometimes these chronic diseases pop in. We're starting to get toxic buildup. We're starting to see plaque. Like, there's a whole host of things that follow from that, right? So sometimes opening that up can be very, very effective for people. And that's a lot of times what leads to brain fog, migraines, lack of clarity. You know, there's all kinds of things that ensue.
Oh, so many. My former life as a teacher, I can't tell you how many of these symptoms I witnessed with kids, even as young as five, but it becomes more pronounced, of course, as they get a little bit older. Mm-hmm. And, the brain fog, and I've seen it all. I've seen the migraines and everything. But what do you think about, I know I've seen you treat even infants in your office.
Right. Absolutely.
How do you think that helps with their developing brains, besides clearing out the toxic brain fog cloud?
That's part of it, but it also starts, we have to realize that the nervous system is developing, right? And the nervous system needs clear pathways. It needs to be able to communicate well with the body for appropriate growth, right? If the nervous system is not firing correctly, there's pressure on the spinal cord, or there's pressure on the brainstem, and the cranial nerves aren't firing, we're not going to get the normal growth patterns and development that we should be getting, that we should see. Right. So if we think of it from that perspective, it kind of makes sense that we would start to have some of these different either physical or emotional changes in kids. Right. And so it's incredibly important to get everything working correctly. I mean, we think about adults, the pain, that's really important. It's very important to all of our quality of life. But when we start to think about the effect of kids and future generations and what this means to, you know, not just life as a kid and the parents and the family, that's also important. But now we're starting to talk about the generations ahead, right? And the impact that's going to have. And it's a very almost overwhelming thought sometimes to think about how much effect that has on the direction of that kid's future life.
It is. And I've seen kids in the classroom that literally their parents made them go to school and told them to suck it up, and their heads are down and they're practically moaning in pain. I've got such a bad headache. And I'm thinking to myself, and they're already popping, you know, Advils and Tylenols and whatever else, and they can't focus, and everyone around them, then by extension, that energy goes out to everyone around them, and it's terrible. But
yeah. You see it and you just kind of start to wonder where that's going to go, right?
Yeah, because the kids that are getting help with, because kids, you know, what's the first thing kids do? They start trying to stand, and what do? They fall. You know, that it's that jarring starts early. It starts early.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and some of that's very healthy, right? I think there's as many problems now with phones and tablets and computers and everything else, right? That's just kind of adding to everything. And that's, we're starting to see spines devolve. It's not a great, again, where does this go in the long run? I don't have some of those answers, but anything we can do to help create a better environment for kids, also adults, just dealing with this stuff. It's, you know, it's kind of one spine at a time kind of motto sometimes, but it can make makes a tremendous difference to you as a person, but also the family unit and the people that interact around you. And that it translates to coworkers and friends and, you know, people's social lives. And it has a tremendous impact, right?
Huge. Huge. What's something really, like, talking about screen time? I mean, how many times have we seen kids, they're like this, you know, they're bent over, they're either on an iPad or on their phone. And what would be some simple strategies that you could tell parents right now to help them prevent or stop that devolution of the spine and get that?
I don't have some of those answers. I'll tell you that, because it's very, very difficult. I don't have kids, so it's hard for me to tell other people how to take care of what to do with their kids. But I will say this, I can say that it's not just kids, right? The kids are an extension of what they're being not only allowed to do, but what they see other people doing. I mean, part of it is it's how it's handled in schools. There's tremendous sociological issues associated with this. Mm-hmm. I think that how young kids are in front of screen, I mean, screens are now becoming babysitters to some extent, and we're getting the AI stuff, and there's all kinds of other issues. But we also, to go back, part of this is we see adults doing the same thing, right? Mm. Adults are sitting in front of computers or in front of laptops. You go down, if anytime you're on, look in any line, anywhere you go, and adults are going to be on their phone, right? And it can, in going out to dinner, you see it. It's not, unfortunately, it's not just kids. Some of this is literally addictive. But some of this is also can probably be taught in better ways of what they're learning from other people and adults, as like I said, adults as well.
True. So. Well, I know that you taught me, like, I set my phone because I work on a computer, and I set my phone, and when it goes off, I stop. Or if I'm writing, I finish my sentence usually, but I get off the computer and stretch myself.
Really, really important. Anything that we do in excess is going to cause problems. And so that is whether we are on an extreme, it's computers, it's work to an extent. You can exercise too much, right? You can drink too much. Anything we do in excess is going to be a problem. And we need to have balance in our life. We need to have balance across the board. We need to have balance with work. We need to have balance with specifically computers. Phones, tremendously helpful and useful, but they can cause problems in excess, right? So finding ways to create balance and knowing how to bring in other things to take breaks and create different distractions, creating motion in the spine, you know, sitting too long is going to cause problems, right? So everything will cause a problem with excess. Too much food, food's good. Too much, well, problem, right? So... You know, say, and the same thing, we need sleep, but there's so much, too much rest, that's going to cause a problem. Too much, we need to have good thoughts, but you can go manic on that. You can go in the other. So balance is so important. So going back, yes, finding ways to not sit in front of your computer, setting alarms is a great way to realize, oh, I've been at this for 2 hours. I didn't even realize it. I need to take a break, right? People spend hours in front of the computer and they're all of a sudden they don't know what time it is. So that's a great strategy, doing that. You always want to, I think part of it just comes down to awareness. We spend so much time in front of the phone, right? How much different would it be even if we're just holding our phone up, right? At least now we're not sitting with our phone down and just being aware of that. And by the way, if you're holding your phone up like this, you're not going to be on here for extended periods of time. It's not all that comfortable.
Exactly. So, that's a simple thing, because your arms are going to be like, ugh.
Yeah, no, exactly. So sometimes awareness, it starts there. Awareness with phones, awareness with computers, awareness with what we're getting ourselves involved in. Andy was talking about risk and reward and his not wanting to skydive, having reservations about that, right? But it's, everything is risk and reward. And when you start looking at it that way and thinking about that and what are we investing our time in, I'm getting work done. That's important because it's my job and I need that. But the trade-off is how much time I'm spending on my computer and potentially my health, right? Yeah. And so we have to be aware of those balances of what is the reward for the risk, and that you can translate that to, am I getting enough exercise? Is the proper type of exercise? What are the foods I'm eating? What am I investing in? Am I getting enough rest? Is it quality rest, right? All these things. And that's where bringing this together and bringing this into a holistic kind of overarching regimen, but lifestyle becomes really important. And that's how you can start to create healthy habits, healthy lifestyles. And really, when you start looking at things from that perspective, you can start to create these habits and I guess the theme here, this chronicity of healthy lifestyles and healthy habits to really bring that home and create the life that you, the expression of life that you want to have.
Exactly. I love that. I love that. Starts with awareness and be aware of balance. If you, and that's really, don't get overwhelmed, folks. Just start thinking that. Just what can I be aware of right now, and how can I create more balance? I can't control what the kids at school bring to school, but I can suggest to them that they bring more apples and carrots and less packaged sweet rolls. But they're going to do what they're going to do. But well, still, so, yeah, being aware.
An example, it might be important, right? And we all know, I mean, there's, again, anything in excess is bad. There's a time and a place for everything. We all deserve dessert, right? Like, but we shouldn't be eating cake 3 meals a day, right? But you can earn dessert. You can, and when you do, you can enjoy it, right? Like that's great. But it doesn't have to be at every meal.
Right. Like
those kinds of things, having balance, having perspective, and figuring out what your, where that fits in your life. And, you know, we're talking about dessert, but it can be anything you want. Where does exercise fit in there? Where does sleep? How are we thinking? Are we thinking well? Can we be thinking in different ways? We all have negative patterns, but if we're thinking that all the time, right, we need to give ourselves a break.
Oh my gosh. Yes. People get that. If we take nothing else away, give yourself a break, let yourself off the hook, stop shooting on yourself, and just be aware, and one thing at a time. Yes.
So awareness is very, very important.
It is so important. And just, you know, put the phone down, take a breather, you know, step away from your computer and stretch your back. And yeah, that's.
Yeah. And that can be applied to so many things in our lifestyle, right? And how we view our health overall, right? And having those, again, we're talking about specifically phones and computers, but you know, you can apply that to whatever you want.
Absolutely.
And awareness and thinking about and being purposeful with those ideas, that can make, that will give you a chronically healthy life.
Wonderful. Dr. Devin, you are amazing. I recommend everybody try Nuka. It is absolutely fantastic. How can people reach you?
You know, well, I know our information is going to be up on the screen there. And for people who have questions about whether it's Nuka or chiropractic or just really health overall, or have some questions about perspective or whatever it might be, they're welcome to drop us a line. Obviously, our website there, our phone call, or give us a shout out, give us a call. I'm happy to talk to anybody about whatever questions you have. You know, you can look us up on Facebook, and we'll always get back to you with whatever we can do. If you want to find somebody who can help you, if you still have questions about your health or what we can do, reach out, and we're here for you.
Wonderful. All right, coming up next, let's watch our cool biohacking tip of the week.
Hi, this is Mina from Chronically Healthy Life. So in this video, let's talk about something that's blue and green and super good for you. So we're talking about superfoods, and this one is spirulina. And you might have heard of spirulina because it's like a blue-green algae. They're like a fishy tasting, which is usually what you... So this is pretty much what you usually see in the supermarkets or in the health food markets. It's a blue-green algae that looks mostly green. And what it is it's a blue-green algae. And it has a lot of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. And more importantly, it has 19 out of 22 amino acids that your body needs. And this is important because you know how they say you have to eat protein? So what you want from protein is the amino acids. And this is one way to get 19 out of the 22 amino acids that you need. And it is vegan. It is not from an animal, I guess. So it is vegan, and it tastes a little fishy because it came from the ocean. Now, there is an alternative to this, and it's called blue spirulina, which is not as commonly known, so you might not have heard of it. A lot of the smoothie, acai bowl restaurants, they use that in their bowls because it's pretty to look at. And blue spirulina is basically an extract of the blue-green algae, which is the phytocyanin. Don't quote me on that. It's still coming from blue-green algae, and it still has all those great minerals and antioxidants and amino acids that you need. And it comes in different colors. So I have two different ones here. They are both blue-green, blue spirulina, but it's a different shade of blue based on different grades. And what I like about it is if you're, let's say we're in summertime, you want to eat a smoothie instead of a full meal because it's nice and refreshing. And what you can do is, see, I have a protein shake here that's white. And if you put in some of the blue spirulina, this nice blue fun protein shake that has vegan amino acids as a protein source, and a lot of kids like it because it's blue and the color is fun. So you know, give it a try. It's blue spirulina, and if you're looking for where to get it, follow us. We're going to let you know coming soon that we have a product that we are going to be releasing. So follow us on chronicallyhealthylife.com. And again, this is blue spirulina. It's one of my favorite superfoods. I'll see you later.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. What do you think of our interview with Dr. Devin?
You know, one of the things that he said, which is so true, he mentioned that it's, you know, the NuCA treatment, it's all about normalizing the effects of the body so everything is back in balance. And that is so true when we talk about chronic healthy life. Everything's in balance. And he basically hit that nail right on the head. Everything's about balance. And when everything's working normally, your health just chugs along. It's so amazing, right?
That's true. Everything's about balance.
Yeah. But, you know, on the topic of your brain, did you know that your brain sort of operates like a Google search engine that, you know, when you concentrate, you know, it basically concentrate on what you feed most. So for instance, say, maybe, you know, we're Tesla people, right? We love Tesla. Say if you were looking to buy a Tesla, all of a sudden there seems to be Teslas everywhere, right?
So you're talking about like a law of attraction kind of thing, right?
That's right. Exactly.
The universe is talking to you.
That's so right.
I think it's true. You mean when you think about something that you want, your brain will actively look for it. And that's why you start seeing, in the case of Teslas, mm-hmm. you start seeing them everywhere because now you're actually looking for it, right? Otherwise, your brain would be so busy with, you know, interpreting everything around you, you won't be able to operate, right? But it's also important to know what to feed your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the old saying, garbage in, garbage out? That's why you have to concentrate on thinking about positive things that you would like in your life and let go of the negative thoughts.
You know, that is so true, right? And, you know, the brain really doesn't know how to distinguish between what's a positive or a negative thought. It's just basically going to seek out what you concentrate on. So it's really important to train your brain to think positive thoughts. Like, you know, what are your thoughts on that? What's a good way to train your brain for positive thoughts?
Well, it starts with knowing what you really want mm-hmm. rather than what you don't want. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. Let's call her Wendy.
Wendy.
So Wendy has been married and divorced, and mm-hmm. her ex-husband was a heavy drinker and is a fairly violent drunk. Now, after that, she still wanted to get married, but in her head,
mm-hmm.
all she could tell herself is, I don't want a drunk husband. I don't want a drunk husband. And that keeps going on in her mind. So she repeats that in her head, but guess what? She sends a message out to the universe, but the universe doesn't hear the I don't part of the message.
Mm-hmm.
All they heard is drunk husband. Guess what? Her second husband is also a heavy drinker and treat her no different than the first. So when we met, I asked her to rephrase her message to the universe, and rather than thinking what she doesn't want, think about what she really wants. Mm-hmm. You know, she wants a sober, loving husband who treats her with love and respect and is kind and generous. So think about that. The law of attraction, it works only if you work it properly, mm-hmm. work it correctly. Don't tell them what you don't want, because it just keeps giving you whatever you tell them. So a lot of times, things have to do with just rephrasing what you want, and the universe, they will answer you.
That's so true. I think a lot of people, they concentrate on what they don't want. And like Mina says, your brain, the universe, they don't hear the I don't want part. All they hear is what's after that. So concentrate on what you do want. I think that is amazing. So, you know, it's also very important to feed your brain, right? Like with new information by reading books, learning new skills, learning new languages. We're trying to learn Spanish now, or playing games like Sudoku, crosswords, or, you know, some other cool games out there. I know there's a lot of games there that will challenge your brain, right? But I'm not talking about those video games that takes your life away, right? I used to be one of those. I used to have a PS3. You know, I know I'm dated now. There's a PS4, there's a PS5. I don't know if there's a PS6. But, you know, when I gave up my video game days, it's like all of a sudden, it's like I got so much more time during the day.
For sure. And how do you feel about it?
Amazing, right? You know, and of course, you know, when you're eating foods, load up on the omega-3 oils, and start limiting, you know, oxidized oils that are high in omega-6s. Omega-6s, they really just dumb you down. I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm sure this is like said to death, but you really need to cut out all processed sugar and flour products, because that's, you know, because all that does, and I'm quoting a friend here, and he was a guest of mine a few weeks ago, but all it does is it makes you fat, dumb, and slow, right? So cut out the processed foods, cut out the processed sugar and flour products. And, you know, you start noticing that you start thinking a little clearer. And then, of course, get all the holistic treatments like Nuka treatment, you know, get that proper balance and alignment, right? I think that's all very important. But after a short break, we're going to have a quick chat with a local business. Stay tuned.
When we hear chronically, we tend to think about chronic diseases and pains, but it doesn't have to be. You can be chronically healthy. Having a chronically healthy life means everything to us. Life stands for longevity, independence, family, and environment. And when you have these four things figured out, your life is going to be beautiful.
Our biggest threat to our health is hidden in plain sight. It is in our water. We can't see the poison and the radiation in our waters, but it is hurting us. Our soils are so depleted of nutrients, and when our soils are depleted, so are our foods. Our air is filled with pollution and chemtrails, that there are days when we can't even go out and breathe the air. All these threats that we can't see, we can't hear, and we can't feel, but it is certainly hurting us.
There are more and more unexplained heart attacks, unexplained turbo cancer, unexplained young health adults suddenly dying for no explanation at all. Doctors are baffled. What happens when doctors don't have an answer? What happens if you ask your teacher a question and they don't have an answer for you? You go find your answer somewhere else.
And that's why we created Chronically Healthy Life. We are here to give you answers on how to keep you healthy and your family healthy. There is so much information, we can't tell you everything during our show, but we can keep you informed through our newsletters.
So go to chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up for our newsletters. It is free and it is our gift to you. We want you to have a chronically healthy life, and we are here to help you get there. So go to chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up. And when you sign up, you also get a free downloadable book, our book, Gut Matters, to start you on your journey towards optimal health.
Each week, we like to highlight a local business that we know and trust to help build our community. And this week, I have a dear friend of mine, LeVar Ellis from Floyd's AC and Heating. Hey, LeVar, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Andy, and thank you for having me on the show, man.
That is so awesome. LeVar, why don't you tell us a little bit about Floyd's AC and Heating, and you know, how does that help out the community?
Absolutely. I've been listening to the show and it helps with the mind because we all want to be cool or warm. And especially right now in the summertime, if you're from Texas or you're in Texas, you know that this heat is really, really an issue right now. So we are a local AC HVAC company. And we can do commercial or real estate, or residential. So if you're having any issues with HVAC, your AC is not cooling, your heater is not working, you can definitely contact us. We can come out, we can pull permits, we can do any type of job, small or big. No job is too small, no job is too big. We are your local AC company that can get down to the problem and help you resolve that issue.
That's so cool, literally. And, you know, just trying to spin that on, what you're saying is so true. Right now, with the crazy temperatures we're seeing in Houston, AC is important. And it's funny, everyone's turning on the AC, but no one is servicing them. So what are your thoughts on that, LeVar?
Listen, you need to call us. You can get on a annual, biannual, quarterly, weekly, whatever you need to do to make sure that your AC system is working correctly. And there's a few tricks that we can tell people and help them understand, but you need to call us to get those tricks and those tips to help you to keep your AC system to be efficient and running properly. And if you just need to replace it or, you know, repair it, anything that you need to do, we can provide you with that expertise and that advice for your AC system.
That's so true, because like I tell you, if the AC goes down, oh my God, you're going to be cooking in the house, right?
Right.
LeVar, you know, I know that Floyd's been around for a while. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because there's so many new businesses, but you know, I want to recognize the businesses that's been around for a while. And of course, that means they're doing something right.
Yes, absolutely. So Floyd's AC and Heating is named after my Uncle Floyd. He's been in business for over 40 years, has basically working off of referrals now. And, you know, way we connected is, you know, we are looking to the future. So when my uncle is ready to retire and sit back in the cool, right, we have a business model that allow us to keep moving forward and allow Floyd's AC and Heating to keep servicing the greater Houston area. When I tell you the warehouse and the warehouse and the headquarters is out of Crosby, Texas, but we serve everywhere from Baytown all the way down I-10 into Katy, Cypress, and beyond that. And then, of course, all the outskirts. We can go out to Galveston. We can go Missouri City, downtown. Anywhere in the greater Houston area, we can service all of those places, man. And 40 years of service. Establishing great relationships with the community, working off of referrals mainly. But of course, we're looking for new business. So if you are looking to connect, if you are looking to get a service system, if you're looking to just get our expertise advice, you definitely want to connect with us. You can reach me or you can just contact us via the Facebook and all of the digital presence like we were talking about earlier, Andy. So we're just looking to take the business to another level and help it live on and honoring Uncle Floyd and Floyd's AC and Heating to move them to the next level beyond where he's already at.
That is so great. And I don't know if people caught what you said, over 40 years, like businesses that can last more than 3 years is already an achievement. It's funny, you know, we're just driving by and I know there's a new restaurant coming up. And it's replacing another restaurant that didn't even open for more than a year. So, you know, people, 40 years, that means they have seen anything and everything. There's going to be no mystery. If your AC is not working, if your furnace is not working, they're going to be there to help you out. So, you know, what is the best way to reach out? Like, are those the contact numbers on there? Like, people should be leaving a message. Should they be emailing you? What, you know,
yeah,
what
can people email? Email or send a text message or simply call. My phone is always working. You can reach out at any time, send an email, send a text, or like I said, call. The information that you see at the bottom of the screen, that is absolutely the best way to reach us so that I can respond quickly and we can get the information that needs to be transmitted to our service techs or to Uncle Floyd. We definitely want people to be able to reach him while he's still active in the field, you know, and that's the amazing thing. Unc is still in the field. And it's no mistake. I'm saying Unc because he is actually my uncle. And so I call him Unc, man. And so he's still diligent. He's in the field building these relationships. But I want to honor him. And I say we because we have a team, about two or three teams that we have in the field being able to serve the greater Houston area. And we're ready for Uncle to sit down and be cool and sit back. But you know, it's an amazing thing to see him still out in the community, moving around. And you're talking about 70 plus years old, you know what I mean? And he is still eyes on, hands on, and servicing the community. And the biggest thing I want to say right now, Andy, is that we're able to pull permits. That is a big thing. When you have a big job or you need permits for a job, we are able to do that. And then also being able to communicate and get information from someone who can really do a sight unseen, but has the ability to listen to what the issues are and give a very, very quick response and analysis and diagnosis of what the issue may be. And we'll come out and get it taken care of right away.
That is amazing. You know, you heard them. If you got anything that's hot right now, schedule to get your AC checked out. You know, I totally recommend it. And especially get the OG original, you know, get the Unc out there to check out your place. Thank you so much for taking time to be on the show. And, you know, everyone reach out to him and get your HVAC checked out. Thanks, LeVar.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me. We appreciate it. And we can beat any price bid.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Hello. We are Mutts and Meows Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit, foster-based, no-kill group. Mutts and Meows Rescue pulls dogs and cats from surrounding shelters in the greater Houston area. We even pick up dogs and cats abandoned on the streets. Mutts and Meows Rescue is foster-based and rely on your donations to keep rescuing. To know more about us is to know more about our furry friends and help them find their forever homes. Come visit us at Mutts and Meows Rescue on Facebook today and decide how you can make a difference.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. Now, by now, we've done quite a few of the biohacking videos, and the point of these short clips is to show you something that is simple and healthy. I know there are a lot of parents that spend a lot of time trying to figure out what kind of food to feed their kids, because they may not be thinking about how much nutrition, they're just thinking about how to get the kids to eat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, flip it over and try to think about how much nutrition you're feeding your kids, which is really what the point of eating is about, right? It's about feeding them macronutrients like carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, and micronutrients like vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals. Feed those into our bodies and your kids' bodies, and your body would keep doing an amazing job of staying healthy and young and strong. So I hope you like these videos, and if there's anything you want us to show you, just put that in the comments, and we'll figure something out.
And of course, summer's here. We're talking about AC. We're talking about keeping cool, right? So enjoy the weather. Stay out of the heat. Rehydrate. Stay hydrated. And of course, enjoy your vacations. If you have kids, it's summertime. Enjoy time to vacation. Christy's Kids Corner is all about keeping the kids healthy, safe, and smart. So make sure you watch all her episodes. We got so much planned throughout the summer with Kids Corner. And next week, we're going to have Samantha Sweetwater as our guest. Join us here Fridays at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch all past episodes at watch.e360tv.com in the Vitality TV network. And of course, we love to hear from you. So you can give us comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. And of course, you can watch all our episodes on chronicallyhealthylife.com or our YouTube channel. And of course, email us at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com.
See you next week.
crypto curious. Maybe it's a little too scary for you to get involved in all this crazy Bitcoin cryptocurrency stuff. Join me, your host, Charlie Stivers of Goose Live. Find us on Achieve TV Thursdays, noon Mountain Time, where we talk all things crypto.